News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. And hey, my friends at eTaxBreaks.com. So these folks, I've known them for a while, done a lot of work with them. eTaxBreaks.com's got 23 years of experience at finding people money. It's just the coolest job. I say that all the time, but it's kind of cool. Finding people money is what they do. They literally go to work every day. They take a look at how you run your business. They reach out to the over 3,000 programs around the nation that they're familiar with, and they just start ransacking it and pillaging and finding you money. I mean, they're just out there literally just finding things that you do on a daily basis that are cashable in a sense, because you don't know it, but the way you run your business, where you put your business, who you hired for your business, and more, all these things can actually qualify you for grants, for tax credits, tax incentives. And I'm just telling you, they find money for their clients all the time. They only get paid if they find them money. And so you check them out, and there's no harm, no foul. And in July alone, they found like over $7 million for their clients in 1 month. Just check them out. That's etaxbreaks.com/rightside. etaxbreaks.com/rightside. All right. Hey, breaking news right now. I'm sitting here looking at, so we've been talking earlier in the show. I'll just tell you, we talked earlier about the Russia watch is the triple dipper topic that I gave it a title for. And we're getting a little bit now, just in the last 40 minutes here, they're starting to release some of the contents of how Biden and Putin's teleconference or video conference went. You know, the White House is going to put out their position paper on it. But right now they're saying that that President Biden voiced his deep concerns with Putin on Russian aggression against Ukraine. That says that Biden made clear, quote, that the U.S. and our allies would respond with strong economic and other measures in the event of a military escalation, the White House says. We don't know what that means, although I did see just a tad of Jake Sullivan, the National Security Advisor, doing a presser right after the call, in which he said that he didn't say per se that military options are on the table. He was asked, are they on the table? And he said something to the effect of, they understand that if there are calls for military assistance, for security assistance, if the neighbors around Ukraine are calling for that, that we will likely respond with forward deployment of some type. So that's interesting. We'll see. Not clear yet what Putin's response was, but I guess we'll know in days to come. Because if Putin does not feel like he got what he wanted to keep NATO from being on his doorstep, or if he did not get what he wanted in terms of figuring out whether or not we have a strong president or not, which I think he already knows, then he could just go ahead and escalate this situation in a heartbeat and move forward and take part of Ukraine and just see how it goes. He certainly got the forward deployment in place. Anything in the world that happens right now to try and counter it is playing catch up, because for the last 45 days, he has been amassing an invasion force, basically, that some estimate being already currently well over 100,000 troops with all of their armor, artillery, and other support vehicles all along the border of Ukraine. And some are saying, intel is saying that, I said it earlier, that it is expected by the way that he is moving troops to that section that there could be upwards of 175,000 Russian troops on the Ukrainian border within a short time. We'll see. You know, we will see. But other things that were included in that conversation with Biden and Putin were the U.S.-Russia dialogue on strategic stability, which is the issues of countering things like ransomware and other regional issues that include things like Iran. So I don't know to the extent that everything went. But right now, Ukraine, I would imagine, was the elephant in the room. And so we'll see how that goes. I'm a little pessimistic knowing who the president is and how he has served in the realm of foreign policy in this administration and the last time he was a vice president. It was just a debacle. All right, listen, I'm going to be moving to the next part of the triple dipper here in a little bit. We're going to break at the top of the hour so that I can get together with my guys, Jeff Poor, and with Dale Jackson, and do the Grand Council. We do it every week. We moved it to Tuesday this week for some scheduling issues, but we want to cover down on some things that are also number three in the triple dipper. So let me intro a topic that I'm going to be throwing at you. So I've been saying on this show since the day the show started that state politics, local politics, are just as important in our daily lives as what happens in D.C. Now, D.C. gets all the news. I mean, when CNN and Fox and all the rest of them are doing the news, unless it's sensational or clickbait worthy, they're not coming to Alabama to see what happened with your school board. They're not. They're going to keep covering the things that run the national and international scales. And I get it. I mean, that's their shtick. But that's why you've got to have news sources like 1819 News here in Alabama that gives you things from a localized perspective. But all politics is local is what Tip O'Neill said. All politics is local. Well, I found a book online for sale that sparked some thoughts for me. You know, I've been saying this. I've been saying it's so important that we localize our politics and recognize the value of having conservatives in place right down to dog catcher. I mean, right down to who is your city council member. Who is your, and don't tell me it's a bipartisan race. You can ask them flat out. I understand you're running a bipartisan race. Where are you politically? Ask them. Or what about the mayor or of any town? The mayor of the smallest town in this state wound up having more control than we ever thought possible during COVID, didn't they? Or how about the fact that you've got a school board or a state school board? Well, I found this book. It's called All Politics is Local, which is just a spinoff of Tip O'Neill's phrase. But the rest of it says, Why Progressives Must Fight for the States. Oh, they're starting to figure it out. Yep. So after we get through with the Grand Council, I'm going to give you some thoughts on what progressives have suddenly begun to figure out. Why they are seeing the wisdom of trying to bring politics back to the local region. But folks, we got to hold the line. Alabama's got to be a bastion of freedom. All right, we're coming back with the Grand Council. Dale Jackson, Jeff Poor, and me, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We will be right back.